have a huge number of people on our waiting lists in the county. 4,500 of those 15,000 on the waiting list have been waiting over 9 months. Many of these people are, you know, enduring great pain, waiting for operations, physical pain in terms of, you know, maybe orthopedic operations. You know, some of these patients will be cancer patients. So this is very dangerous, the length of time that they're having to wait. This crisis now is ongoing a number of years, and we need a clear plan of investment in our health services, particularly in Donegal. We need investment in Letterkenny University Hospital, and we need to see that plan as soon as possible from Minister Simon Harris.
You are citing staffing resources as one of the key issues here, and we know that there are many doctors and nurses from Ireland who are maybe working overseas at the minute, and the idea of them coming back to Ireland to work is not necessarily appealing to them. What can be done to counteract that?
Well, the problem, the fundamental problem, is that junior doctors and nurses that we have had working have been working under extremely stressful conditions, overcrowding. And, you know, obviously that is not a good environment to recruit people into. So we need to do a lot better in that regard. But we also have closed down too many hospital beds over the years. So we've had a chronic underinvestment in our health service, particularly in Letterkenny, which is the most neglected hospital in the state in terms of the budget and the staff that it has compared to the population that it serves. So, you know, clearly what we need is a clear plan of, you know, of recruitment, of investment, of opening of beds again. And we need to make sure also that we don't hand our health services over to the private sector. This is a big concern that Sinn Féin has, that Fine Gael ideologically has no objection to privatising our health services. And we will resist this agenda every time it rears its head.